I guess it's your voice. Yes. Yes, we're on the air. This is
Hello.
Love and Infection.
Hi.
Hi. This is Love and Infection. We're broadcasting live from Skid Row Studios. I'm Immaculate C.
And I'm Ms. T.
And I'm D. Nibbles.
And we got D. Nibbles in the house. She's a
relationship coach.
Relationship coach. She coaches and talks to people for money. So she does this professionally.
Nice.
We have the producer in the house, and you might hear his voice here and there. And we also have Mindiana Jones.
Yo, yo.
We're excited because this is our first show, official. Yeah, this is our first official show, sort of, kind of. We've been doing practice play sessions before at Skid Row. Anyways. So if you're not familiar with the flow of our show, this is kind of a feminist, sex, love, and infection type of show. And we'll talk about current events, of course, here and there with some jokes. Oh, yeah, comedian show. And with comedy. Current events, Los Angeles music scene, sex, and infection. So if you have any bumps, different smells, or if you have, especially because D. Nibbles is in the house, any relationship issues, give us a call at 800-893-9562. And is that our number?
No, the number is 1-800-SPICE-88.
Oh, shit. I didn't know we changed the number.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, call us.
1-800-SPICE-88 or 1-800-774-2388.
I think Spice 88 is
Spice 88, lots easier.
Yeah.
Spice, 1-800.
Spice 88.
Okay, you wrote that down? Okay. Yeah, so tell us about your bumps. Is it open sore? Is it closed? Is it raised? Is it painful? Anyways, yeah, we've been having a lot of shows on iPods, and we're going to talk about some current events, but I just wanted to say that one of our listeners has a crush on Mindiana Jones. Aww, apparently she sounds so cute. But she doesn't want to come up to the mic yet. She'll come up to the mic in a minute. Anyways, so we got a crush on one of our cast members. Current events.
What's happened around town?
Across town in Russia. Mm. The feminist punk band Pussy Riot. Have you heard of Pussy Riot?
No, I haven't. Tell me about it.
Mm-mm. You heard of Pussy?
No.
Oh, shit. Man, I thought everybody knew about everything. Pussy Riot is a feminist punk.
She's all like, I'm more feminist than you.
It's a feminist punk Riot Girl band, okay, inspired by the Riot Girl bands of the 90s. Mm-hmm. Bikini Kill, Bratmobile, yay. And they were just found guilty of hooliganism. So a few months back, what happened was this punk band decided to... Wait, hold on. What's going on? Oh, yeah. We're part of the Mofos podcast series on Spice Radio, Sirius XM 103. Yeah, we got to learn how to do this. What's Mofos? Does that mean motherfuckers?
That's what I'm thinking.
We're part of the Motherfuckers podcast series on Spice Radio, Sirius 103. Okay. Anyways, Pussy Riot is a... they're a feminist punk band in Russia. And what do punk girls do that play music? They, you know, they sing about politics and, you know, whatever issues are going on. And their big thing is they don't like the president. Okay, big new thing of band singing, you know, that they don't like the president.
Yeah.
But the way they did it was they went into a church. And their look is they wear, like, colorful outfits with ski masks, like colorful ski masks. Uh-huh. And they went into a big old cathedral church, and they were protesting their Russian, in their Russian song and dance, and, you know, yelling and, you know, protesting like, you know, Holy Mother, you know, please, you know, get this president out of power kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was videotaped, so you might, you know, catch it on YouTube, Pussy Riot. And But the big thing is a few of them got arrested. And today I just read that three of them, three of the girls, ages 22, 24, and 30, mm-hmm. They got sentenced to 2 years in jail.
Wow. That's a really long time.
Yeah. Guilty of hooliganism.
Wow.
Yeah.
So is it like, never mind freedom of speech there?
Exactly.
Sorry, I apologize. I'm a little ignorant about the topic, but
well, I know it's like, I thought it's not Soviet Union anymore, right? Is it supposed to be free?
Yeah, but it's still not the same as being here, you know, where anything flies, you can still say it and, well, you'll still get some flack.
You know, fuck the president.
You're not going to go to jail.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, so many, you know, people out here, artists, Paul McCartney, and I don't know, Gwen Stefani, I don't know who else, you know, are like, you know, speaking up against, you know, against this, you know, this artist. And then in their case, you know, you see interviews here and there with Russian people, of course, like, I don't think they should have done that. You know, it's sacrilegious, you know, but then also, are they only plugging those opinions by those Russian people? I don't know. But I hope, I don't know. Maybe something will change. I don't know. Hopefully they get out. I don't know. And that guy was just reelected. I think his name is Putnam, President Putnam.
Putin. Wow.
We're talking about sex here.
But so I guess from a feminist perspective, the question then becomes, you know, like, I wonder if it had been some dudes doing this, like, would they have gotten as much time? Would it be more than 2 years? Did the girls get off easy because they're girls? Or did
or
they get extra?
Slap on the wrist, just right,
because
you know,
they're girls? Or, or is this, you know, like...
No, I think it's a Russian thing.
Okay.
I think it's an anti-freedom of speech Russian thing. Mm-hmm. I think they get like that. What's going on?
With what?
Oh, we got a caller. Shit. How do I answer?
Hello?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, yes. My name is Jolene.
Hello?
Yes. Hello, my name is Jolene. I'm calling from Denali, Florida.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Thank you for calling, Charlene.
I don't think there's enough women calling up there on the station.
Well, thank you.
My name is Jolene. Yes, I'm here with my sister, Dalkita Renee, and we listen to this show.
You have to turn down your radio, Jolene.
Okay, yes.
There's an echo.
Sorry. I'm sorry. This car is just too high tech for me. And that my husband Ron takes about for me.
Do you listen to our show?
Oh, yeah, girl. I listen to your show every day.
But we're a brand new show. We're called Love and Infection. Do you have?
I'm at Spice Radio.
Oh, yeah. The station.
Oh, you listen to the station all the time. No.
Oh, yeah. It's the only thing I have. I was listening and I was thinking, I'm like, yo, this just sounds good. This is some good shit.
Oh, really? Thank you.
Well, thanks for listening.
Can I say shit? Am I allowed to say shit?
Yeah.
You're totally allowed to
say it like 8 times.
Oh, you can tell me what I can and can't say because I don't know. I have
anything goes. Anything goes. Potty mouth welcome.
You know,
Jolene, you actually gave me the chills because I'm so excited we're having like live listeners. This is awesome.
That's awesome.
We're in we're in downtown Los Angeles and we're glad we have listeners. So we're talking about like you know, current events, and we got our relationship coach if you have, you know, ever any issues about someone you're dating or whatever, and you know, we're gonna talk about STDs and whatnot.
Oh, STDs, girl. Okay, I got a situation here.
Okay.
Okay, my son. Okay, he is a homosexual.
Okay.
And I don't care one bit, girl. I'm just loving it. But
oh, you don't care.
Oh, I don't care. I don't care one bit, girl.
Is this your daughter or your son?
Oh no, my son.
Oh, yeah. And you love him just because you love him, right?
Oh, I love him to death. Oh, he's my boy. But now, you see, my problem is, okay, so we got, who that little man, Mitt Romney.
Uh-huh.
Now, I hear he don't like them homosexuals.
Right.
Now, okay, see, I didn't vote for no Obama. I'm not an Obama fan, but Romney just makes me want to, he makes me sick.
Yeah, right? Fuck that guy.
He's
a true Republican.
Yeah. And hopefully, you know, maybe they're making a big stir about these Republicans, you know, fighting, just so to make sure that anti-Republicans or, you know, people who are against you know, Mitt Romney will still vote. Maybe they don't like Obama, but hopefully they'll get out there and vote.
Because I vote for Obama, I guess, because Romney, I can't handle that. No, them people is hating too much. People need to love who they're going to love. If you won't fuck somebody, you better just fuck them, because you're going to get who you're going to get.
Yeah, I like your perspective, girl. That sounds awesome. Let people love who they love.
And all these children running around with their little cover. I say, okay, you want to fuck the boy? Fuck the boy. I told him, well, fuck whoever you want to fuck up in my house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And if you're a woman and if you, you know, if you love your family, if you, you know, if you're about women's rights and choosing, I mean, I hope you vote Democrat, you know, as opposed to Republican.
Girl, all the way. Because most women, we got to stick together. We got tired of these men. I'm tired of these men trying to say they're better than us women. And they say they can do what they really want. No, women don't belong in no kitchen now.
Ah, okay. Jolene.
So make it count. Make it count. Don't forget to get out there and vote then.
Thank you so much for calling, Jolene.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much for calling, Jolene. Okay. Is that... Wow, this is really weird. We don't even know how to, like, turn on the... turn on and turn off the things. Thank you for calling, Jolene. Shit. Yeah, you got the chills?
Yeah, that's awesome.
You got the chills?
Yeah.
That's not even a drink. I need to... But
so once again, if you are listening out there, give us a call at 1-800-SPICE-88 and give us your thoughts, opinions on anything. Just say hello.
And occasionally we're on the Mofos podcast series on Spice Radio, Sirius XM 103. Okay, so, you know, but Jolene was talking about, well, she's in Florida. Yeah, and there, like, there are a lot of anti-gay, you know, attitudes. Mm-hmm. My next topic that we're talking was about Family Research Council, the shooting. Did you hear about this?
Mm-mm,
this
no.
is something that happened the other day, too, on Wednesday. I think it was on Wednesday. There was a shooting in Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
of the Family Research Council, right? Oh, shit, another shooter going in there and blowing up the place, trying to kill people.
A public place, public shooting.
Okay. Yeah, it was a public shooting. And so they just decided, they just found out that...
caller?
There's another caller? Yeah. We're getting confused around here. Stop telling people to call. No, just kidding.
We can only handle
one. We only have an hour. Do we have a caller? We're still learning the ropes around here, you know, because we're in Skid Row. anyways, so yeah, another freaking shooting. And they just saw or figured out that the shooter is a gay activist. So it's kind of like, fuck.
Wow.
And then, yeah, and the company or the organization that, you know, was the target mm-hmm. was the Family Research Council in Washington, D.C., who are known for being anti-gay marriage.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So this is kind of a weird...
Is this more like around the lines of family research because we're trying to find ways to supposedly turn homosexual people straight? Because there are some organizations kind of like that.
Oh, like...
Like, I wonder if this gay activist shooter was, like, had it up to here and was like, you know what?
Yeah. Oh, shoot. We have a caller. Can you answer the phone, please?
Hello?
Hi, caller.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. We're excited. We got a caller.
Awesome.
What's your name?
Rachel.
Rachel.
How are you doing, Rachel?
Hi, Rachel. Thanks for calling.
What is your opinion?
How are you guys?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Midwest.
Midwest. So, do you have an opinion about something, or do you have a particular issue or feeling?
I don't know. Guys basically suck tonight, so. But the whole thing with the shooting and everything,
mm-hmm.
these people just need to fucking move on and realize that there's gay people out there. You don't mm-hmm. like it, don't look.
Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, I think they're just pretty much just jealous.
That... Who do you think's jealous?
Well, you know, you have your lesbians, and the guys are just the heterosexuals that are mm-hmm. Gay phobia.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, they only hate guys that go out with guys, but mm-hmm. oh yeah, they're all out for lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, guys are tend to be more accepting of lesbian hot girl on girl action. Definitely.
But they're probably like, well, you're talking about the attitude of like hot in their heads are visioning hot lesbians.
Correct.
You know, sexy.
Yeah. That's a fantasy. Yeah,
college girls kissing each other, you know, on.
Right.
Yeah.
After the third drink.
Did you hear about this shooting as well, Rachel?
Yeah, I heard about the news, and, you know, it's happening where I live, too.
Yeah, just, but I mean, the thing
there's that. A billboard.
The thing
on
that
the
we're.
Highway.
The thing we're surprised about right now is it's actually, you know, the shooter happened to be a gay activist of an organization that was the Family Research Council. And luckily he only shot, you know, he only shot one guy. We're not trying to condone that, you know, any shooting goes on. But then there's mixed feelings that it's like, damn, like now you know how it feels to be this target. Now
but
you know how
you
it
got
feels.
That thing about, you know,
but then
why
at the,
do you care?
Right. But then there's at the same time, you know, shooting anybody's wrong, you know, and it's kind of like.
Yeah, shooting's wrong, but why do they have to pick into everybody else's life? Mm-hmm. It's like the fucking government telling you that you can and cannot marry this person or that person.
Right.
Why
and someone just had it. Someone just had
They're
it up to here.
Them?
You know, someone just had it up to their neck and just, you know, probably he went out there and maybe he had his own personal issues and, you know, went and did something about it. But. And we're lucky that the guy, the guard, didn't get killed or anything.
I'm bisexual. My boyfriend's bisexual. And he's an asshole tonight, but anyway.
So you do. You have personal feelings for this issue, particularly.
Yeah, I do. But my boyfriend right now is a real asshole.
Aww. Well, we're thinking.
Well, the motherfucker he was down on me. He went down on me about 20 minutes ago. And I was just right about there. And he got up and he said he had to go to work. And let me tell you, there'd be another news story saying, woman shot man because of.
No.
So, I mean, this is really sounding like some frustration coming because you weren't able to get your happy ending. Is that right?
Yeah, but then I look at all the shit that's going on in the United States, and it's like, why do these people care if they're gay?
Well, thank you so much for calling, Rachel, and giving us your opinion here on Sirius XM 103. And,
well, I want to get off.
Yeah, we're going to continue talking, but thank you again.
Keep on listening.
Yeah, just remember we're part of the MoFo's podcast series on Spice Radio, Sirius XM 103. Thank you. Yeah, we're still learning the ropes out here, listeners. Ms. T, or I think we're going to call you Nasty.
Nasty?
Nasty's easier.
Yeah, or you, how about Nasty you take response? You want this to be an equal environment, so how about you take responsibility of saying that little sentence?
I'm so excited.
Okay,
all right. And on the MoFo's podcast, series on Spice Radio, Sirius XM 103.
Okay, so that's going to be your job.
I'm excited about it.
I'm excited too, but this
we're
is like
excited.
A tongue twister.
We're a little confused because this is a new sentence. You know, we didn't have our time to study it yet, but now we have it down and we're really excited to be here.
I've only introduced it into my repertoire as of 5 minutes ago.
It takes some brain learning.
Yeah, it's our virgin episode, so everyone bear with us.
Maybe if the listeners are kind, they'll help us to our happy ending.
I'm glad Rachel called, you know, and she's taking like from a personal perspective. That's why, you know, I think you and me and all of us take a personal perspective, like a, now you know how it kind of feels to be some target, you know, of any kind, of any kind
prejudice.
Of hate, whether, you know, teenage bullying, any kind of issues for being gay. And, you know, and then there's still that same sense of like, fuck, like one of ours went there and like, you know, but I'm glad he didn't go all crazy and kill 100 people or anything. He just, you know, shot someone in the arm. And I'm just like,
somebody
a
little bit.
You know, and I hope that it's not that bad and stuff. And, you know, he went over there and he was frustrated. But of course, the groups, the conservative groups are all pissed off and calling the media saying like, you ain't giving everybody attention. Because I haven't really heard all this on the news.
I haven't either.
I haven't either.
You have it.
Interesting to see what happens when the news story develops.
Yeah.
So keep us posted.
Keep it posted? Mm-hmm. Oh, just looking. I know, huh? I'm your news reporter. Just a funny second. Oh no, this could go in a whole conversation. Okay, Mindiana's turn. So what did you hear about in the news recently?
Oh, well, today I was looking up Texas because I wanted to draw a cartoon character of Texas in sexy fishnets. Ooh. And some lingerie. And the first thing that came up was a news story that evidently this teacher, now this is kind of controversial, she had sex with five of her students, four of them at the same time and on videotape.
As in her
oh, oh my gosh.
As in teacher.
She a high school student?
Senior
high
kids. That,
this teacher's like totally taking it to another level.
But they were all of 18, so she's facing 20 years prison sentence. And
they were
if they're all
18?
Of age, what do you guys think? Does she deserve that harsh of punishment?
How many years?
They were all 18, four of them at the same time in her home on videotape. So she was texting them.
She means she had a.
She was sexting.
It wasn't.
Her video sexting.
But since they were of age, she's an. You know, what's the crime other than breaking her teacher contract? Like, do you think that's harsh enough? Too harsh?
Wait, how many
how
years?
Much time?
Facing up to 20, she's probably not going to get that.
Okay,
but you know,
but
Texas.
20.
And then the men out there are saying, is she hot?
Yeah, well, she is kind of attractive, I thought. But
how old is she?
I don't know. I don't even remember.
It doesn't matter. She's a teacher.
See, the whole thing is if they're under, it's 17 and under, right? It's
minors.
So legally, it was all okay because she wasn't, you know, statutory raping these children. They were officially men.
Yeah, legal age and giving consent.
Ooh, that is touchy. I don't know.
She's a teacher.
She's still a teacher. Exactly.
I think there's, you know, this is a really good question and a really good topic because it's we would need to kind of think about the differences between legally what's okay and ethically what's okay. And those are two different things. You know, maybe the law in Texas, and I don't know what it is, but maybe it's similar to California. And it's in that case, you know, because they were adults and they were consenting, it would be okay, legally speaking. But ethically speaking, of course, it's wrong. I mean, if you're a teacher, you don't take advantage of the trust that your students have for you and take advantage of, of them and then go ahead and then exploit them sexually. So,
And she videotaped it and YouTubed it?
I don't know if she videotaped it, but there was a videotape.
Oh,
probably one of the boys.
Perv boys are all
like, we banged the teacher.
Because you know they're going to talk about this for like the rest of their lives, you know.
Fuckers. Oh my God.
Yeah, I didn't bad decisions. Man, it's like I could be a teacher. No, just kidding. No, I don't know. I don't think it's all the paperwork. I wouldn't want to do it. But yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think she, maybe not 20 years.
I don't appreciate that. You know what I mean? Like, they're in high school.
Yeah. Doesn't matter because it's the same thing. Like, you don't want this person teaching your kids. Like, values.
It is taking advantage. You're still too impressionable. Right?
I agree. Yeah, they're
at
too young,
age.
Too impressionable, and they're too motivated by their own nature. I mean, I think on the boys' part, of course, it's normal for any teenager to kind of want to get validation for their budding sexuality. But I think that's why, you know, it's like it lands on us adults to set the limits and the boundaries and be like, you know, I'm flattered, but you need to go find an age-appropriate playmate.
Yeah. Do you think there's going to be any psychological issues for the boys or for the men? I mean, there might be, because this is all going to be a big news thing.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe in court, they're all going to go to court. But maybe. Do you think if they weren't, it wasn't going to go to court. Mm-hmm. It was something we did when we were 18 in high school. We boned the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it would be a psychological issue versus, you know, like, of course, with the females?
I think it still might be.
I can see how it would be.
Definitely.
I can see how it could, like, inflate self-esteem and call narcissism issues.
I agree. And
look
not only,
at what I did.
Right. And not only that,
I can get it with anything.
You know, nowadays, we all, you know, in psychology, we understand the importance of, you know, those first sexual experiences that we have, you know, especially at a formative age before the age of 25, because that's when personality's still developing and you're trying to figure out your identity and, you know, who am I, what am I about? And those sexual experiences are kind of, you know, they kind of get built into the foundation of what is going to later become, you know, how you're going to view sex and how you're going to appreciate it and with who.
Yeah.
You know,
now we're just going to have five more assholes.
One
from
of them
Texas.
Better off from Texas.
There's gonna be five more asshole
fucked
men from Texas.
I think so too.
Texas doesn't have enough assholes yet.
They need to find more. Aye.
Well,
can we
talk
about Texas? No, just kidding. If you're listening from Texas,
hi.
Thank you. You know, again, this is a comedy show, so please take us seriously. with, you know, a little...
A little green, a little hint.
Yeah, because... Yeah, and we have the power to hang up. So if you call and you're mean, we can't handle it. Because, you know, I could dish it out, but I can't take it.
You know, right now might be a good time to run a few promos.
Has it been 30 minutes? Okay, we're going to run. We're gonna take a little break and run some promos from Los Angeles.
We'll be right back.
Skid Row Studios.
You are listening to Skid Row Studios.
You're 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 listening to Skid Row Studios.
Skid Row Studios.
We're listening to Skid Row Studios.
I'm not doing it with you.
Please do it with me.
Fuck that.
Can you please have sex with me?
At Skid Row Studios?
At Skid Row Studios.
Maybe.
Okay. Hey, everyone. This is the weekly wrap-up with Ken August.
And Kike Castillo. Tune into our show on Sundays from 9 to 10 p.m.
You're listening to SkidRowStudios.com. This is Keith Coogan. Tune into The Call Sheet Saturday nights, 8 to 9 p.m., and I promise to sound like I'm always on Quaaludes.
Hello, this is Melvin Ishmael Johnson, inviting you to listen to the Coogan Report Monday at 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time at www.skidrowstudios.com. We discuss issues that's relevant to the Skid Row and downtown community. Tune in and check us out.
On Sirius, it gets serious. It gets
Welcome back. You're listening to Love and Infection. Right now we're on the Mofos podcast series, Spice Radio, Sirius XM 103. If anyone wants to talk to us, you can call us at 1-800-SPICE-88. It's time to get a little sexy in here.
Thank you, Mindiana.
Hey, we're back.
Thank you, Mindiana. So we got Mindiana. That was Mindiana Jones.
Ms. T over here.
Nasty.
Or Naz T, as we're calling me now.
Nasty.
Got D Nibbles.
Dr. D Nibbles. And I'm Immaculate C until I change my name. So we're just coming back to you. Again, we like to talk about love and infections. And, you know, if you have a problem, you could give us a call. And, okay, so this is going to be my issue, and I'm glad we brought D Nibbles in the house. And this is the time when we get a little personal and into the heart of this, you know, the episode. And so we're talking a little bit about whatever that teacher, and I'm sure she was older and she was, you know,
Great segue.
I thought she was hot.
She was hot?
Yeah.
And she was like 28, hot for teacher.
A lady teacher, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting how that plays into like our judgments, right?
Yeah, like what if this was either an old white-haired man having sex with five guys.
Jail. Full-time life. There should be life.
Also, attractiveness has to go into everything, right? The judgment.
A hot professor doing it with
like, are we more forgiving when it's someone who's hot?
Or something.
It seems that way.
Right? Like, okay. They're more forgiving when they're hot.
See how your opinions are. You see?
Does hotness matter?
Okay, so this is my issue. We're talking about cougars here. Let's talk about some cougar town. We're not talking about the episode.
Not the show.
We're not talking about the show with what's her face, Rachel from Friends. Yeah, because that show, she was a cougar for about 3 episodes, you know, whatever. Okay, let's define cougar. Producer? You even give
He's
a
like,
shit? Care about men having girlfriends or sex with women who are older?
Do I care about that?
One, do you care? And what's your definition of a cougar? Because this is the new thing that people have been talking about. In
labels.
The past,
this labeled
is the new label in the past 5 years.
Obviously, it's a what you would call a mature woman who is still pretty sexy, but she's out there trying to catch a younger guy, right? Isn't that what a cougar is, basically?
Trying to catch. Well, that's what I'm trying to do.
She's trying to bag a young dude.
Yep. So define mature. Is there like a, where's your age bracket?
I've been asking a lot of guys.
That's
the thing is I'm trying to think of a specific age where you cross over into cougarness. But
when the nips reach the belly button.
The guys I've asked in their 20s have said 40 and over considered cougars.
Yeah.
So is that for you too? Same thing?
I think 40 is a good mark.
Yeah.
Well, fuck.
My survey says.
Look. So when I'm 40, I'm going to tell you guys, I'm with someone who's younger than me, and he's 11 years younger. Mm-hmm. Okay? Stop it. I'm a Leo. I'm not a cougar.
He's how many years younger?
11.
11.
Okay.
So this means, okay, when, should I tell you the age difference now? Should we get to the, and the thing was,
sure.
did you hear how the producer was saying a woman who's like eagerly like seeking out young men or whatever, right. Seeking
you're
out
hunting
so, right. young so men it, to date. But the thing was, I was in love and we've been together mm-hmm. for over 3 years now. And I was in love with him when we first, you know.
Right. So like in your situation, it happened by happenstance. It wasn't anything premeditated. I'm going to go out there and find myself a young cub. Right.
Yeah, exactly. And I was 32, almost 33. And I met him at a party and I told you the story. I saw mm-hmm. him and his bandmates, not playmates, but I walked out of the house to the mm-hmm. basement of this party going on. And the three of them were, you know, just standing there, I guess, smoking or something. And they were also cute with their Beatle haircuts. And I saw them all and I was like, so I saw three of them in a row and I met like all three. And when I met the third one, he had braces on and I was like, fuck, who invited them? Like teenagers. But I mean, his friend was older than him and his friend happened to, be like 22 at the time or mm-hmm. something. And he had braces on, but it was just funny that it was, my feeling was like, I was newly single. I was like, right. like, oh my God. But yeah. you know, and I had flirted and, you know, we'd met, you know, within time, mm-hmm. but briefly before I, as you know, a couple of you guys know that I, you know, was ended a long relationship of 4 years dating here and there, dating, you know, some people of my own age who mm-hmm. end up being fucking asshole, never dated, you know, anyone that was like the asshole was someone my age.
Right.
Someone I've known for years. You think there should have been some trust if you've known him for years and all of a sudden, you know, you date and you're like, what an asshole. And then, you know, I would meet some other people like, oh, hey, and I would kept going lower in years. Like, you know, because it was someone my age and then it was someone like 4 years younger and five mm-hmm. years younger. And there was just no stars, no feeling of anything. I did go out one who was very sweet and went out on one date. And he was like 30, mm-hmm. cute, sweet. You know, he didn't have a car. He was kind of like shy and stuff, but no stars, you know, and mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe him being 30 without a car and not having his shit together was different versus a 21 year old not having a car.
Right. Right. But you're still getting established, right?
Yeah.
So it's okay, you have some leeway before I get upset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know, but it was just like, you know, right. His big guys and he's beautiful and very mature. Mm-hmm. He never talks, you know, rudely about women or people in general. He's, you know, he never puts down, he never makes fun of me being older. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's never
so
an issue.
He's a gentleman.
Yeah, he's like, right? What do you say, a gentleman? He never even asked me about my age in the beginning. So I didn't tell him my age until it was like 6 months.
How did he take it when you told him?
Well, what actually happened, like in so about 4 months after we were together and after he officially asked me to be his girlfriend, I don't know, we were talking about something and I said, do you even know how old I am? Mm-hmm. You know, like I said something and he goes, I think I do. And I said, really? Like how? And he said like 27. And aww. I was like, shit, like, why'd you say that? And
that's
I realized
good. That's, good.
Well, that's because that's what I posted on my MySpace when we first started going out. I put myself as 5 years younger on my MySpace. Huh. So I thought that was funny, but it was real brief. I had it like that.
Yeah.
Did you, I have a question. So did you put that on your MySpace, your age as 27, after you had met him?
No,
or
before. Before.
So that's kind of premeditative right there.
No. But I didn't have it like that. I just had myself as just being 5 years younger.
Uh-huh.
Kind of having, I had all my, you know, because you don't want to put all your truths out there.
I like,
you
know,
like, oh, I see. You put just, single, oh, just to, oh, you know, I see what you mean. For you security put your purposes.
Yeah, you put your birthday wrong. You put the place where you live. You don't put your real hometown,
right.
That kind of stuff.
Right.
But fuck it. It was like, okay, if I look younger, I might as well put myself as younger anyways.
Yeah.
But it wasn't with the intention of trying to date someone because as soon as I liked them, I took my age off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he wasn't like ultimately shocked, right, that you were that much...
No.
Right?
So when he told me he thought I was 27, I'm like, I'm not 27. How'd you know? He's like, why'd you say that? And I got a little upset. But then, And then he goes, so did you guys tell me? I'm like, no. And so I didn't tell him again. And so it was still a couple months later. Uh-huh. And I decided to tell him on Christmas Day. And it was after a little bit of blow up of his ex-girlfriend, because something happened. His ex-girlfriend was somewhere and I blew up, and I, you know, and I had to be like, so what's it do? You still, you know, like you're still into your, you know, your ex or something. Cause she tried showing up, you know, one day and I got all mad. And, so it like, it opened the air for us to talk about that by the ex showing up at my house. I was just like,
so, but
like,
you were the one with the issues, not really him.
Exactly.
With the age, right?
But I didn't know.
I think that tends to be the
female.
Yeah. I definitely think it's us as a women, as a general, that have the issue with the age, not the guys. I really don't think so.
Why?
Why?
As long as she's hot. Because that's the line. Because I did. There was someone else who happened to be younger, around 21.
There's
and
a lot
he
of guys who do
shit.
Date older women, even if they do look old. They don't mind.
They don't they care really a wrinkle here and there.
I don't think so.
As long, and I mean,
women are more complex, like intellectually and emotionally. So like we overanalyze every little thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but
guys are more practical. You know, if you know how to, you know, drop it low and pick it up slow, they're all good to go. So,
is that a rap song?
No.
It should be.
Yeah, you write that. So, yeah, I ended up telling them on Christmas.
I don't know. Maybe it stuck with me subconsciously somewhere.
I ended up telling them on Christmas morning. We woke up, Merry Christmas, love you, you know, after that whole event. And then women, I don't know, maybe is this an advice line or something, advice show? Yeah, so the way I vented and I told him was, one, I made sure he loved me before I told him. Because I was whooped over him, right? And you know me, I've always liked younger looking.
Yeah,
and this
yeah.
has nothing to do with me being on the hunt. Because when I was 13, I had a crush on someone who looked 10. You know, I love it. So I've always had a crush on, you know, someone who looked like a boyish good looks. So it didn't matter how old they were. So that was
That's just
my,
what you were attracted to.
Yeah, right. Big brown eyes, you know. But so one, I made sure he was in love with me before I told him. And then I told him on Christmas morning, because you can't be mad at someone on Christmas morning. And the way I told him was, there was a few other women in our group that we hung out with. Mm-hmm. So the way I asked him was like, do you think so-and-so and so-and-so are old? You know, and he was like, no, like, what are you talking about? Like, what is this coming? And then so I
Quick
said,
survey.
Yeah. And then so I said, because I'm the same age. I'm about the same age as them. And so when I told him, he had a smile on his face that wasn't like a real smile. It was like, oh,
like
shit.
Like a smile slash concern? Or?
Yeah, like, oh, shit, I don't know.
Fake.
Yeah, it was a fake smile. And I was like, what's that all about? He's like, well, it's a little bit of shock. He was to realize I was 11 years older. And it was a little bit of a shock, but it was like, well, you know, I love you. Mm-hmm. So then, you know, as time goes, it's the same thing. And his soul is so much like more mature and everything. So we're, you know, we're cool. But my insecurities, once in a while, when I see pictures or of him, when he looks, you know, in person, I see his aura, I guess, of him being older.
Yeah.
But in the pictures, then it looks like, damn, he looks young. So, yeah. It's all my issue and it's in my head. But this is where it came down the other day and the shit hit the fan and I cried. And I don't want to say it, but I'll say it because we're on radio and we want an entertaining show here on.
Be brave.
Mofo's podcast series on Spice Radio, Sirius FM 103.
Okay, so we want to, you know, I need to, this is where the shit hit the fan. The other day, after 3 years and 3 months of us being together, we went to his show because he was performing at the Troubadour, big show. Mm-hmm. And there was all this other shit that happened that night because I drank margaritas or whatever. And I just had my birthday last.
Tequila always goes wrong, doesn't it? Always does, dude. Always.
It doesn't matter. There's always something, right? And it was good tequila, but.
It doesn't matter. Okay, so continue.
So I had just had my birthday and okay, I turned 36, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. You know, still have fun. We're in a band together and you know, all this, but. We went to the show. Okay, and we had his drums. So I borrowed my mom's van. We're in the van and, you know, got the drums and the security guard. Oh, you got to unload here, there, and there, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. No big deal. Had all this drama that night about losing the key. No big deal. The next morning, though, he tells me, he laughed and he said, that security guard, the one that gave me the wristband, he said something about, asked if you were my mom. Hello! Kenny said that, I started crying. Oh. And I was like, what? And but the thing is, to my lover, he was, you know, he's telling me like, oh, this is, it's like funny. Like, funny, this kind of happened. Yeah, like, oh, this happened. And I was like, what? And he was like, well, and then he's trying to like, you know, yeah, tell the story. Yeah, like I'm.
Meanwhile, it's a stab to your heart.
Yeah, right. And I'm like, I just turned, you know, I just had a birthday. I've been feeling right. Like,
happy birthday.
Like, what the fuck? Yeah, I started crying and, excuse me.
But no, you know what? Like, even I even had a friend with older parents in the same way. They were, there was this 10-year difference, and she still got the same thing. Is that your son? Which yeah. was her husband at the time. But you know what? Ultimately, doesn't matter. No, if the two of you guys, right, love each other, it doesn't even matter.
It was the two, but I was just it or her, you know? Yeah. And I was like, I'm going to tell me, was your friends nearby? Were the other guys in the band nearby? Because yeah, I don't want... The thing is, I guess, even though it's no big deal to him, and then my love, he was just saying, you know, maybe it was the van. Because mm-hmm. we were in this van, you know, this mom's van with the drums.
Driving the van.
Yeah, I was driving the
van.
Van
always brings aura of mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you can't help it.
And when we were, and then also when he was saying, like, where, you know, where we put the drums and stuff, I you know, was being my Leo, being, you know, the girlfriend who, I just happened to be a little bossy too. And I was like, where do we park or where do we put the drums?
Yeah, you take charge.
So even though he was quiet and he was there, so then that there's another double thing with me being the way I am. So like, fuck, I got to tone down my bossiness because one, yeah, there's the age difference, but then that's going to make me already insecure. So I'm like, man, you need to step it up because I know and I love him being a quiet person because it, you know, matches with us.
Right.
But I need him to be like more loud because when I have the tendency to speak for him, you know, being more powerful woman, I guess.
Right.
It's gonna make me look like a mom, and
maybe that's why you do like younger guys, is because you have like the mothering, the nurturing charge. Personality, like the running things.
You mean the nurse? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Well, I'm a nurse.
You enjoy having someone to take care of.
That's what I was thinking of when you were talking about how you guys met and your relationship developed. Is like, you know, you said that you've always kind of had this tendency to like have a thing for younger guys.
No, I think they're attractive. Like when I see a young looking guy, I'm like,
but it's interesting that, I mean, because, you know, there's a difference between looking at someone and being able to tell that they're attractive and then going for it. You know what I'm saying? Like there's a difference. And I think that it speaks to your, maybe, you know, your caretaker role, your identification as a caretaker, because you're a nurse and also, you know, you are okay with getting into a relationship where it's expected that you're going to be the caretaker. You're going to be the one kind of guiding the relationship and leading it along. Why? Because you're older and wiser. And it wouldn't be fair for you to put those expectations maybe on someone who's younger and hasn't really had the life experience.
Well, I mean, but in my other relationship too, there was a 3-year difference. Okay, so 3-year difference isn't a big thing, but I still tended to be. And come on, women, and I'm sure
we usually do tend to
there's
be
someone
the ones
that's
that.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Absolutely. You're probably with someone who's 5 years or 10 years older than you, and I'm sure.
No.
Oh yeah, Indiana over here.
Younger. I have younger.
I got a younger.
5.
Yeah, but six all of us dad. Are probably...
We all do it. I
he's 6 years
women
older?
Women in general. No, I think we all do it.
5 years younger.
Okay, and you take the nurturing response. Now, you're a brat.
What? I am kind of, but...
Okay, but do you take on the little mommy role in a bit?
Not so much the mommy role, but...
I think that's a woman's downfall. I guess we try to change.
Charge,
right.
Like the
bill, suck my titty.
I agree with you on that because I'm not so sure if it is such an age thing as it is mostly that women tend to be very responsible and
we gotta pay the bills, you know, we gotta do the rent.
That's we neat. Tend to be the ones
take care of the cats. Because you know, and that's why some men who are musicians or certain artists or certain whatever job field they're in, they're so narrow minded and they could just. I just got to do this.
Yeah.
I got to focus on this one thing. And the women end up being like, you forgot to feed the cat.
Yeah.
You forgot to take out the trash. It's all that everyday shit. So, so that, and then that's why I remind myself, okay, it's not an age thing on that count. But you know, that was a blow to my ego by that.
Just a man versus woman difference thing. Yeah. How we feel, how we think, how we operate just in general.
Yeah. Right. But he responded with, you know, a little later he, you know, texted me and you know, he apologized for even mentioning that. And, you know, he's like, I love what we have. It's unique and I love you, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like his thing to tell me. But sure, my ass was getting some looking up the microdermabrasion stuff. I went about my
researching.
Yeah, I was like, what am I going to get? What am I going to get to help this out? I'm considering Botox for my little angry, angry wrinkle.
I'm also thinking.
You look so young, though.
Yeah,
but I got this little mean line when I get mad.
I was thinking that, you know, because you said he brought up the next day and stuff. So it was like on his mind. And sometimes, you know, it could be, communication, as we all know, is like so important in a relationship. And sometimes we don't know how to bring up issues that we're thinking about or that we know are going to need to be talked about. And maybe that was his way. Like, hey, you know, I noticed this from yesterday and kind of what do you think? And so, you know, I know that, like you said, it was a blow to your ego. You on the personal are already dealing with, you know, age issues. But being that you're in this relationship and there is this age difference, at some point, I do think it would be a good idea for you to kind of be able to contain what you're feeling so that you can open up the door so that when he brings this up, you don't freak him out. And then he gets the nonverbal message. This is a topic that is not okay to talk about. And now we're not going to talk about
it.
And
that's just joke around about it.
Yeah, exactly. And then what's going to happen is it's going to stay bottled up inside the both of you. And like years later, you will, or sometime later, it's going to manifest itself through some acting out behaviors and you're not going to like it.
Fuck.
So it's better just to put the cards on the table and talk about what is really going on. But you know, on the personal, you need to do a little work on yourself first.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of thinking about it, like if he brings it up, you know, how am I going to respond? What am I going to respond with? And most importantly, not just what am I going to say, but how am I going to say it? Mm-hmm. Because like I said, you don't want to freak him out. And, you know, he's already making the effort to even bring it up.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's important to talk about. I mean, I think with any relationship, it's important to talk about, like, you know, what do we have in common? That's great.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
We've got that check marked. But let's talk about our differences. And this is with any relationship. Mm-hmm. You've got to talk about your differences with how you handle, you know, having a relationship. What are the boundaries? What are the rules? You know, what's okay, not okay? Mm-hmm. You know, all those issues. So
are you saying, okay. So should I like address it? Like, I know when we talked about this, you know, I cried and obviously I'm emotional about it because I just had my birthday and I, you know, I do feel self-conscious about the age difference and I'm not like, yeah, I know clock ticking, whatever, but I'm not really be like, I'm ready to have a baby. I'm not still nervous about that. But should I address it? Talk about, I know this happened and do you really have any concerns?
That sounds like a really good idea. Are you able to model that, you know, I mean, this is like you're really setting an example then and you're modeling that, you know, we may have times where we can't have a conversation that flows well, but then we go back to our corners, kind of reflect on it and then come back and say, you know what, let's open up the door and talk about this again on the subject. And I think the way that you just mentioned it now sounds really good. Like, look, I noticed that the other day when you said this or that, this way is how I reacted. And, you know, I thought about it now, and I think it is important to talk about. You want to talk about it?
Yeah.
You know, is this a good time? If not, you know, just letting you know, FYI kind of thing. Like, if you ever want to talk about it, I'm open to hearing what you have to say about that.
But could this be another thing of women looking too deep into it? Is it possible?
I think we all have our own issues, and whatever they are, I think it is good to do the whole timeout like you were discussing and come back so it doesn't turn into a fight and attack and you can actually collect your words correctly, you know, and come back and discuss it.
I think my concern was because I know he loves me and I know we love each other when we're thing. It's not an age isn't an issue, like in a sense. It's just him, you know, of course, adapting, you know, like any woman, like we're doing this stuff and... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a whole bunch of things of doing things certain ways, whatever. But I think my concern was like other people's opinions poisoning?
Yeah.
His interpretation or sign to him. So I guess that's my fear. You know, I don't want, you know, but he's not the type that...
Do you find him to be impressionable? Or?
No, he's sturdy and his own opinion.
I went through the same thing in a previous relationship where I was always scared of what are people going to think of us? We had a height difference.
Oh, yeah. You're like a foot taller, huh?
No. It's like 3 inches, 3-4 inches. But it's still...
She used to look super tall.
Because you know, I eventually got over it and I would just wear the heels. I'm like, you know what? I like wearing heels. I'm tall. This is me. But in the beginning, I remember, you know, like, oh, what does he think? What do his friends think? Mm-hmm. Then I start like poisoning my own, you know, relationship mm-hmm. with these thoughts. I think we're our own worst enemy, you know, when it comes to it. So I don't know. I think it's basically our own issues with ourselves.
So I just got to drop it low and what's the word?
Pick it up slow, baby.
Drop it low, pick it up slow. Limitless. You're going to get a...
and just realize that he's with you. You guys have obviously been together with 3.5 years. Something's working. Yeah. And stop poisoning yourself.
We're just going to have some... We're going to have some great sex, lover. We're going to do it. We're going to do it tonight after practice. We're going to record tomorrow. I think that's a good bond, too.
We make music together. And then record it. Are you recording the music or the doing it?
No. We're going to record music together tomorrow in the studio. But that would be a good experience. We like doing things, you know, together and... it's nice making art with your love of
and bonding activities.
So do you think age is an issue for you, Mindiana?
Not really, no.
Yeah, you don't give a shit.
I really don't care. I mean, I think it's cool. I'm like, younger, sexy guy. But
Mindy's hot. Yeah, I think that's. I get high fives.
It's because I'm actually young. Like, the age of my body does not reflect the age of my attitude.
Right. Ooh. Yeah,
do you think that? I think that sometimes, too.
It's true.
I think that, you know, I see some old ladies, you know, some old lady 30-year-olds, you know.
So I can't she's what? She's 32?
See how people my age have kids. Like, honestly, like, how?
Hey, you know, I know someone who's super hot. She looks like Mila Kunis. She's so funny. And she's about 39 and her son happens to be like 18 or 19. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she's really cute and stuff. But she's funny. She tells funny stories. But I think with her, like, they go to like dinner or lunch or something. Yeah. And then the son says, Mom, they think I'm dating you.
Oh,
you know? So kind of like thanks. So she trips out like, what'd you saying? But, you know, because people will look at them kind of weird, you know. I've heard of that too.
Right.
I
think we've just been poisoned, all of us women, because of all those magazine covers, the airbrushing.
Right.
You know, they're advertising the anti-wrinkle creams with 14-year-old
And then you
got
to say it's because you're J-Lo hot. Right. It's okay to date, you know, a 20-year-old.
Right. If you're rich.
Yeah.
You know, you're Madonna.
You can be a sugar mama, then it's like, I guess it's okay.
I'd be trading.
I don't know. I don't think it's a big deal. I try not to worry it, but it's true. I think it pops into everybody's head here and there.
I don't think it's a big deal either because, you know, once you're an adult, you're an adult.
Yeah.
You are responsible for the life that you create for yourself, for the type of relationship that you have. Mm. And if you like something, you say it. If you don't like it, you voice it, you know. And each partner has to take responsibility for that, regardless of their age.
You know what he told me that was cute, though? I don't know, we were talking. I was just chattering. And he knows I'm a chatterbox. And I like that he's like enjoys the silence. And when he says stuff, it's real thoughtful. And but it was cute. One day he said, he's like, I love you because you're smart. You know, he was like, you know, I love that you're smart. And I was like, really? I didn't know I was that smart. But it was cute that he told me that. And I was like, aw. So, you know, he appreciates that stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, when you're alone with your partner, boyfriend, whoever, you don't feel that age difference. I don't, you know? Mm-hmm. And I have he's 5 years younger, and I don't feel any age difference. Yeah.
Nah. I haven't met him yet.
I know. You got to meet him.
So anyways, let's talk about some dirty stuff. This is actually funny. Have you heard of the name Candida?
Candida.
Let's talk about Spanish.
Candida. Isn't that like honest?
I don't know what it means, Candida? But Candida is, I guess, a Spanish name?
Candida.
In English, it means, yeast. Yeah. Yeah, Candida.
However, I did meet a girl named Candida, and I was like, ooh, that's not a good name.
Right, I know.
Candida. No way.
But it's not, come on, think about it. The word.
Yeah,
but if you think of it like as a nurse or a scientist or something, you're like, yeast. But if you really listen to it, it sounds like candy.
I couldn't think about anything but yeast.
No.
Well, sugar leads to yeast, and sugar sweet.
I still did not think of candy first.
Yeah.
Beer is sweet.
Yeah, so nursing took over.
This beer is sweet, and it turns into yeast. But yeah, Candida. So if you have a funny name, I don't know why your mom named you that, but maybe you're from a different culture. But I thought that was funny. But the reason we bring up this about not just Candida, But I met a lady the other day and her name was Lesby.
No way.
What were you saying, sir? Oh, we got 4 minutes left. But anyways, her name is Lesby. And I was like, can you spell it? Because I was, you know, she had an accent too. And so I'm thinking, maybe she said Leslie.
Lesby.
No, I thought maybe she said Leslie, and I had her spell it, and it's spelled L-E-S-B-I.
Oh.
And I'm like, whoa.
Was she like embarrassed when she told
no.
you?
No.
She didn't know.
No, it was no big deal. She said Lesby. And I'm cute. Cool, and I'm like, what's your middle name? And no, I'm just kidding. Cute. I didn't know that. Yeah, so I thought that was funny. Lesby. I didn't know that. Lesby. That was cute. Anyways, tell me about your orgasm. You just said you told
tell
me
about
orgasm. Yeah, you.
What was it? Like random. You went from lesbian to orgasm.
This is random time talk in the last 3 minutes of our show here.
This
on.
Is what the listeners want.
No, yeah. All I was going to talk about was
everybody like, who's listening to the Mofos podcast on Spice Radio, SiriusXM 103. They want to hear about your orgasm.
I was actually going to talk about
other people's orgasm. It's too hot for we're having
it is,
a heat
it's
wave
hot in here.
Is it too hot for orgasm?
Is it too hot for?
I think it's too hot for your own orgasm if you'd stimulated yourself.
Oh
like
my
I
gosh.
Couldn't deal with
like it's super hot. You're in the room and you're just like, I give up.
And I can't like, deal with this.
I know. I don't know. Wednesday, I had plenty of them, and I was like, holy crap, I'm gonna pass out here.
Was it the heat? Did you have air conditioning?
Yeah, but still, it was not working.
The air conditioner
that's
wasn't
too much
working.
Effort.
It's too much, right?
Yeah. Like, were you able to?
Yeah, plenty
wow.
of times.
Let me okay brag.
Like he like, didn't distract
times
you?
With my 5 year younger man.
Wow, dude. I'd have to like I don't know be that's in the shower gonna, or something.
That's what I was gonna say. Do you think it's
bothers you.
Do you yeah. think it's easier as we get older to orgasm versus
yes,
20s versus 30s?
Definitely.
Right?
Oh
yes.
Yeah, definitely. I think that you're a lot more experience.
I think comfortable secured, with your body.
Comfortable,
yeah. comfortable with your body.
I don't feel
yeah,
awkward.
You just own your sexuality.
Yeah, but if your ass is getting bigger and you just, you know, you're starting to feel some more love handles.
I don't think
so
that,
being
that's
older.
What I'm thinking about. I mean, mentally, the body changes regardless, right?
Yeah.
Your body's going to change,
know.
But mentally.
And like
I
when
know.
I was 12, when I was whacking it, I would always think like God is watching me or like dead
right.
people.
Like growing
that
up,
was more
like
associated as a younger girl.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I even after college, young, so. I remember thinking. Even in college,
you
I remember.
You did it in college?
Of course. Hello.
I wish it, I had all these friends.
Before.
I hate that you guys all been masturbating when you're all young. I had to read my literature and
I
didn't
know.
Like,
oh.
I got bored with
regular porn, and I had to start looking at the freaky
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, but when you're young, you like there's like a lot of guilt. Like I'm a hoe, yep. I'm being a slut. You know, time to get nasty. But you know, there's a lot of guilt associated. When you're older, you're like, no, this is natural.
Oh,
like,
our show's over.
Crap!
Thank you so much.
Thank
for
you.
Love and infection.
Thank you for love and infection on Sirius Mofos, motherfuckers.
Spice Radio, Sirius XM.
Listen next month.
3. Thank you.
Really?
Next month. Or on
here,
from
I'm
Skid
like
Row.
Sweating. I'm like profusely sweating.
Oh, it is hot.